Hi everyone, it is Jamie Jo right here at Mad Lit Musings podcast, and I am attempting to do something I've never done before, and that is have more than one author on the podcast at the same time. So if you are listening to this on Spotify or iTunes, there is a video version that's going up on YouTube, which might be easier to watch because you'll be able to see faces. But that being said, we have 3 of 10 authors in a new Christmas novella collection called the Holiday Menace Collection. And I'm going to introduce the three who are with us today. We have Sarah Hammaker, we have Terry Weldon, and we have Jerusha Agin. Did I pronounce your last name right, Jerusha?
No, but
I
that's
didn't.
okay. It's Agin. Yeah.
Agin.
Yeah,
You
it's
probably get
tricky.
that all the time.
Well, you nailed my first name though, and not many people do that. So that
Well,
was good.
see, but I'm used to calling you Jerusha. I
Right.
just don't usually
Yeah.
walk around saying you and your
Right.
last name, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
Need to practice that one more.
I sorry, sorry. All right. Well, I'm really excited to have all three of you here today. And before we get started, just kind of doing our roundtable coffee chat chatter, Sarah, why don't you give us a quick rundown about the collection, the authors who are in the collection, and just kind of the overview of what we would need to know?
Sure. So around last fall, I thought, I want to write another Christmas romantic suspense novella. And I thought, I've never been in a collection. So I said, maybe there are other, romantic suspense authors out there who have the same desire to write a Christmas novella.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were. There were. So we ended up with 10 of us, and each of the novellas take place in December, Christmas time, and they're all romantic suspense stories. So there's danger, there's suspense, there's a hint of the mystery, who's causing all this chaos kind of thing in each of the stories, but they're so different. I just love it. I haven't read all of them yet, but I'm working my way through, and they're all just marvelous because they're all just different, but they still give you that great Christmas feel to them.
Yeah, and it's fun to have that suspenseful Christmas feel for those of us who are into suspense and mystery and not just romance. Not that there's anything wrong with the romance, not saying that, but it's always fun for me. I like to read the stories that have a little bit of extra. You might die in this book.
And nothing says Christmas, then you might die. So.
Right. It's the ultimate Christmas gift. I might be pushing it there.
Maybe a little bit, but they're all happy endings because
Yes.
we love to, so they're all very satisfying, I think, with the way we wrap it up, and they all get their Christmases in a positive note after all the danger and suspense for it. So
Yes.
yeah, so we have Terry and Jerusha with us today, and then the other authors are Mary Alford, Lori Altbaumer, Danielle Grandinetti, Karen Kirst, Kendall Hoxie, Hope Wellborn, and I am missing, oh, Pat O'Brien. So
Wow.
we have a great mix of some new authors. Some of them, this is their debut, and I'm so happy we were able to have them on board as
Yeah.
well. And a lot of seasoned authors too. So I think our readers will get a great mix of styles and some that are familiar to them and some that are not. So I think
Yeah.
that's always
Yeah.
authors.
Well, one of the things I love about novella collections is it's a great way to be introduced to new to you authors, not necessarily new authors, but just authors you've never read before.
Yeah, and in some of the comments that we've had, some of the reviews we've had have mentioned that. They're like, yeah, I knew one or two authors in here. And wow, these are all really great. It's been nice to learn and to meet new ones. So I think we've all accomplished what we set out to accomplish just with that. It's just so much fun to introduce new authors to us. And when you're in a collection, you really just get that opportunity to kind of meet new readers. And we all love meeting new readers. So.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. So let's move on to Terry. Terry, tell us a little bit about your novella that's part of this collection, and even a little bit about some of the work that you've done outside the collection. I'd love to get to know you more.
Okay. Well, my novella is Murdered by Christmas. And it is about a serial killer who has targeted my heroine. And what he's looking for is he's looking for like the perfect bride. And so they call him the bridal veil killer because he has killed three women prior. And what they he fixates on them and he thinks they're going to be the perfect bride. And then they do something that he considers a betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
And so once they betray him, then they're no longer the perfect person for him. Right. And so he'll kill them and he'll move on to someone else. And when the book opens, he has just killed his third victim and he is fixated on Winter, which is my heroine's name.
Okay.
And she had previously been involved with the detective who is on the case and they had broken up and this throws them back together. And so it's kind of a reunited love story, solving the crime together type.
The try not to die story that we all love to read. Right. Yeah.
But my heroine, I joke that my heroine loves the hero's dog as much as she loves him.
Oh, of course.
Really, really puts herself in danger to protect the dog, and the dog adores her and the dog's trying to protect her as well. So.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, one of the first rules in writing that I learned was you never kill a child and you never kill a dog in your books. Other than that, kill as many people as you want. But don't touch the dog. I love
and
it.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with Sherry Stover, mm-hmm. but her dog Nico is like the picture of my dog Potter.
Okay, that's neat. I love it. That's awesome. Now, Terry, this was not your first foray into writing, though. You've been a writer for some time, correct?
I have, and I have some other published novellas, but this is my first published suspense novella.
Okay.
So when Sarah put this opportunity out there, I was just thrilled because I had been looking for a way to get into suspense and to, you know, hopefully something that would get the book, the collection's perfect because it does draw people who are interested in suspense. And so she made the opportunity and I don't know, I jumped on it fast. And then I know she asked when we had her meeting, she wanted everybody to pray about it. And I told her, I said, I consider this an answer to prayer.
Oh, I love that.
It's like perfect. And I won't say I have written other suspense novels. This was the first published one, but I did struggle with it some, but I was very happy with how it turned out.
That's great. I love that. I love that. Well, that sounds like a really interesting one too, because serial killers and Christmas, they just naturally go hand in hand.
They do.
They really do.
And he is just convinced that they're going to be married by Christmas.
Oh, so she's truly going to be a Christmas bride, whether she wants it or not.
Whether she wants to or not, going to be married or murdered.
Well, that was a twist on romance I wasn't expecting, Terry, but yay you. Oh, I love it. That's awesome. And Jerusha, tell us a little bit about your novella in the collection.
It's called Midnight Clear, and it takes place in the rural area around the Twin Cities of Minnesota. And it's about Marion, who runs a dog shelter and a rescue and training center that's called Forever Home. And she lives alone and runs this shelter out in her rural private location. And she actually rarely sees people on purpose because she actually has a very visible scar on her face that she's had her entire life. And it's really haunted her and made her life very difficult. She grew up in the foster care system and was never adopted and had, you know, really rough childhood. And so she's really kind of depressed this Christmas, as she often is at Christmas time, because she doesn't have anyone to spend it with. Mm-hmm. And my tagline for this story is actually, her worst fear is another Christmas alone until she isn't alone. Oh. So that's kind of where the scary part comes in, right? Because she's dreading another Christmas alone. But then she actually finds a man like half buried in the snow, but he's alive on her property and he has a baby with him. And it turns out he and this baby are on the run from the bad guys. Mm-hmm. But then that unfortunately brings all the bad guys to her and where she is. So then they're, and it's in the midst of a blizzard, massive blizzard, which
Minnesota just had like last winter too. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of basing it on that one, with, you know, massive amounts of snow and kind of continually for a couple days in a row, leading right up to Christmas. So it's like Christmas Eve and then, you know, and then running right into Christmas morning. They have this massive blizzard and everything. So they're really isolated, so they can't get help. And the bad guys initially can't get in, but they're going to figure out a way to get in, you know, one way or another. And so then, and that's problematic because then there's only a couple people. And then there's actually one character though, from, this series that I'm writing as well, Guardians Unleashed. This is a prequel novella to that.
Okay.
And the primary character from the Guardians Unleashed series actually appears in here as well and is able to help them fend off the bad guys. So
oh, that's neat. So mm-hmm. people who have been enjoying your other books will have some recognizable characters and settings in this
right.
one. Then. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I like that. That's great. So we have a theme here. We have two novellas already with dogs in them.
Yes. Right?
Sarah, do you have a dog in yours?
No.
No.
No dog.
Oh, well, tell us a little bit about yours.
Yeah, mine is called Christmas Cold Case. Mm-hmm. And it's about a woman who returns to the town of her birth in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, a town I made up called Twin Oaks. And she wants to solve the murder of her parents. That happened on Christmas Day when she was a year old. She was born on Christmas Day. And so she's never hadn't been back since then. And I've been living with her dad's family. An elderly aunt had taken her in, the only one who wanted her after this, the murders of her parents. So there's an attorney in there who helps her out because he's been looking after the house, renting the house out that this happened in. So, yeah, it was, I was able to combine a couple of my loves. I love cold cases. I just think they're fascinating.
They are. And, they really are.
Yeah. And also a little bit of history in there. So I can't give too much away because they'll give away what the story, kind of the ending of the story. But I kind of was able to combine those two loves and just write this story. And it takes place, I have a previous novella, Christmas novella, Mistletoe and Murder, and it takes place in the same town.
Okay.
So, and you get to one of the characters from that. And this is actually the attorney from that story. I thought he deserved his own love. Own happily ever after.
I was going to say, he needs his own happily ever after. And he was just some characters, you kind of want to do that with your books. You're like, I feel bad. They're a secondary character. They need a life too.
Yeah, and for
oops, I think she froze. Sarah,
I kind of like him, and he's all. I was able to give him his happily ever after, and he gets to save the heroine, and
Get
to solve the mystery. So
it's great. I love it. Okay, so this question is really for anyone who wants to jump in and answer. But what is it about, I mean, because let's be honest, really, when you think about killing and suspense and murder and cold cases and stalkers and serial killers, that really doesn't seem to go hand in hand with Christmas. And yet, it's a popular combination. So what do you think it is about Christmas and suspense that makes collections like this such a must read around the holidays?
Well, I'll go first because I've thought about this.
Okay.
you know what I think it is? I think it's the incongruity of it, right? The juxtaposition of happy, happy family Christmases and death and destruction. I mean, there's not that they go hand in hand, but there's something about that I think we want to see that evil overcome. Mm. And that, especially that happy family kind of feeling at Christmas and how, I mean, you know, Agatha Christie set a lot of her books around the holidays, you know, the snowbound house, it's Christmas, let's have, you know, one's there. And there's just something about that kind of, it seems weird, you know, and I was talking about this to my family, they're like, you're doing what? You're writing about, I said, yes, but it is. There is a lot of, I think there's just such wonderful themes to kind of play with. and to kind of all our longings. And for so many of us, Christmas has so many traditions and so many expectations and everything. And we can really have fun with it as writers and upend those and turn those and, you know, use those to tell a really, at the end of the day, I think a real positive story about the power of Christmas.
Right.
And as Christians, we have that, I mean, goodness, we have that whole nativity story to bring in there as well, that redemption that's coming in the form of the baby that really adds, I think, that extra layer to our stories and make them very hopeful, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So again, question for any of you, how do you incorporate your faith and the faith story of Christmas into your novellas? Are people going to, when readers pick up the book, are they going to get a really overt faith-giving story, or are you more subtle and organic, or where do you fall on the spectrum?
I guess I can grab this one first.
Sure.
So I would definitely call my approach organic. But that said, I do write very realistic fiction and realistic stories, but my purpose is definitely to also portray the real world where there is a God and where he does really exist and where there is always a spiritual element to every human's life, right? Whether they choose to reject Christ or receive him. So I portray that then in an organic way. But that said, you know, that does result in a lot of Christianity then, you know, because in the real world, I think people, like secular people especially, you know, like to forget sometimes that often if you're engaging with a Christian, right, hopefully God will be part of that engagement and that conversation. You get to see my cat.
Yeah.
So definitely in my story, it's very overt Christianity, and one character, the hero is a Christian, and the heroine is not. And so a lot of the story is her spiritual journey as well that takes place thanks to you know, the danger and everything that brings her to this point of crisis, where she, you know, not only reaches the end of her rope emotionally, but then also has to confront spiritually what is, you know, the truth about Christ and is there redemption for her. And thanks to the hero, who is a Christian, he's been talking to her about, you know, about Jesus and the love of Christ, you know, that can love her despite her scars, you know. And so that becomes a very important part of this story that's organic, but also, yeah, becomes overt. And I think, like Sarah was saying, that's perfect in a Christmas story, especially, right?
Yeah.
Because we can get caught up in just our traditions and, you know, the cozy part of Christmas and the presents and everything like that. And then forget that, yeah, what Christ's birth was really about, right? And that's the only thing that can conquer the darkest of circumstances and the darkest parts of our world. So I think that's really neat with Christmas and suspense and combining those, because it forces us to remember what Christmas is really about at its deepest level.
Yeah, absolutely. Terry, did you want to comment on that as well in regards to yours?
No, I think that Joshua covered that perfectly.
Awesome. So really what I'm hearing then is the readers can expect to have a really exciting, suspense-filled Christmas with a lot of faith attached and hope that is especially nice to have around the Christmas season. So,
yeah. Awesome. And I think that's one of writing romantic suspense. That sounds weird, but because, like Jerusha said, we can have when our characters who are believers, you know, when someone's trying to kill you, I mean, you get down to brass tacks, people.
You think? Yeah.
All that stuff is stripped away, and that allows us to use those characters in those situations to portray authentic Christianity. You know, we don't go around wearing our Christianity on our sleeve. We just can't. I mean, that's just not the way the world works all the time. So this allows us to give them that, you know, kind of those emotions, you know, how we handled you know, maybe when someone's not trying to kill us, but, you know, maybe we lost a job. Maybe we had a death in the family. Mm-hmm. Maybe we had X, Y, Z. How do we navigate that?
Right.
As believers, so we share when we can, but this allows us to really dive deep and that love of God through these characters and how that looks like and how they handle it.
Right. No, that's awesome. And Terry, okay, I want to go back a little bit to what you had said earlier, that this collection was an answer to your prayer and that you were wanting to write suspense. Why did you have such a deep desire to transition into a suspense element?
I have been writing suspense for quite a while.
Okay.
And I just haven't had one picked up from anyone. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like this was just the perfect opportunity, but really suspense is my first love.
Okay.
It is what I prefer to write.
And so this was an opportunity to do that. And
it was.
Awesome. Great. Yeah.
And I have characters in this book that I hope to write sequels for, or, you know, more in the series. My heroine has a friend who, I don't really get into what's happened to her, but she's been through something very traumatic.
Okay.
And I have plans for her.
Great. That's exciting. Okay. So time goes so fast on these podcasts. So it's just crazy. And then you get three people on here and it goes really fast. So let's do this. Terry, since you and I are chatting right now, why don't you tell us how readers can find more about you and your other books that are available and anything that you'd like your readers to know?
Well, readers can connect with me at my website, which is www.terrywestland.com. And they can also find me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also on Twitter. So
awesome. All right.
Any of those platforms.
Okay.
And Instagram. I forgot about Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. Yes. Instagram is a popular one too. For sure. Jerusha, how can people find out about you and your books?
The best place to go is my website, jerushaagan.com. If you're listening to this and you have no idea how to spell that, you can instead type in fearwarriorsuspense.com. And that will also get you there. And otherwise, yeah, and you'll find my social media links there. You'll also find a link to my store. I have my own store where I sell my books too. That's jerushastore.com if you want to go directly there. So that's it.
Good. And Sarah, wrap us up with how we can follow you and anything else you'd like us to know about the collection.
Yeah. So the collection is only available in ebook form. I am only on Amazon. I am so sorry, but it's like 1,000 pages.
I was going to say 10 authors.
Pay that money. So let me know. And it's only available as a collection through December 31st, 2023.
Okay.
And we're taking it down. And I know that many of us, and I dare say probably, are going to publish these novels singly next year.
Okay.
So in 2024, you'll be able to buy one in Jerusha's store, but not all of my minutes. So just let you know that. So get it now. It's mm-hmm. also available on Kindle Unlimited. So you can read it if you're a member of that. Please do. Mm-hmm. Read. You can connect with me at sarahhammerkerfiction.com or sarahhammerker.com. And I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn. I am not on Twitter. I ditched it. Instagram. And I have a newsletter that you can sign up for. I do give a free novella away.
Okay.
If you sign up for the newsletter. It's not Christmas one, but still pretty good. Yeah. So awesome. Yeah. And we'd love to hear from you. If you have the novella, you like it, you don't like it, let us know. We love mm-hmm. to hear feedback. So
yeah, absolutely. And that's just a reminder for all my listeners. Authors love reviews. And the unknown fact that a lot of authors won't say, but is actually still true. We even like the one stars, mm-hmm. because it does help us know how we're doing. And it also just gets reviews, which are really important for readers to know, and also get exposure for collections. So don't be afraid to leave reviews, to be honest, be kind, but be honest. If you love it, for sure, leave the 4 or 5 star reviews, because those are the most fun to read. I mean, we have to admit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the ones we get all the hearts from. So, yeah. But yeah, leave some reviews for these ladies on Amazon and Goodreads, and that will be great. And thank you all so much for being a part of the podcast today.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.